Now, Iran's military forces are conducting massive drills in the country's south. The drills are aimed at boosting the nation's defensive capabilities and are also said to be sending a clear message to its enemies. Here's a report.
Iranian military helicopters in the country's south, soldiers conducting massive drills. Iranian air, ground and naval forces are participating in the exercises, codenamed Muhammad Rasulullah. The drills have been described as the largest of its kind in the region by a single country. On Friday, the Iranian military conducted the second phase of the drills. A top commander has described the second day as an important achievement.
At this stage of the joint drill, we showed the power and strength of our ground and naval forces. One of our main goals today was supporting our naval forces from land. The other goal was to test the agility of our armored forces.
During the drills, the Iranian army also unveiled and test-fired its latest domestically made weapons. Zulfiqar is an Iranian-made battle tank. The tank has a distinctive box-shaped steel-welded turret of local design. Zulfiqar is operated by a crew of three personnel. Samsam is another Iranian-made tank. It is based on the M60A1 main battle tank with improvements. Mohajer Novintu is a reconnaissance unmanned aircraft capable of carrying out combat operations and sending high-resolution images. It weighs 90 kilograms with a composite body and a speed of 180 kilometers per hour. Dehlavia is a laser-guided anti-armor missile designed to destroy a variety of advanced tanks that are equipped with reactive armor. Dehlavia's specific guidance system makes it particularly resistant against any sort of electronic warfare systems. Tufan missile, which is among the most advanced anti-armor missiles, is equipped with two warheads and is capable of destroying armored vehicles, tanks, and personnel carriers. Analysts believe a military-capable Iran is good for the security of the whole Middle East. They also say the drills are aimed at sending a clear message to Tehran's adversaries.
Iran needs to send a message to countries like United States that it is capable of defending itself. Iran needs to send the message that if Iran is attacked, the blowback is going to be very harsh.
The massive military exercises started on Thursday and are set to continue till December 31. The joint maneuver covers an area from the east of the Strait of Hormuz to the southern parts of the Gulf of Aden.